or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was Bill Saudy. Bill, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. And we certainly live in exciting financial times, don't we?
We do. Every time I call you, I'm trying to have you hold my hand, and you keep telling me, well, these are exciting times, so I just get on the roller coaster and take the ride.
Well, there's not much we can do about it. We're trapped in this system, but it's all actually contrived. I mean, they put up, you know, the so-called $787 billion, you know, bailout. Originally, they were talking about making 3 million jobs. That's about $260,000 for each job they're going to make. Now they've changed it. It's 4 million jobs, and it's not necessarily going to make the new jobs. We're going to maybe just keep people from losing their jobs. So that means everybody's already out of work, not going to get a job, but more people are not going to lose them. And the truth of the matter is that they're not trying to stop this cascade of this collapse of the system. I mean, if they really wanted to, they would have done something a long time ago about the home mortgages, the bundled home mortgages, so-called collateralized debt obligations that they created intentionally because they were encouraging people to get involved with these fraudulent loans, people who could never afford an expensive house, and they would get people into houses, and they knew it was going to happen. And basically, the 50 state attorney generals, all of them knew what was going on and wanted to intervene, and the Bush administration wouldn't let them. And now they're trying to tell us, oh, it was Congress's fault. Oh, it was the rating company's fault. It was the other people who were selling the homes fault. No, the function of government is to stop fraudulent activity. They refuse to stop it, and right now they're not going to the banks that sold the fraudulent bonds and saying, you take them back. They were fraudulent. You take them back. You've got trillions of dollars salted away in various places. You take them back. You're responsible, and we're going to put your people in jail for fraud. They're not doing that. They're doing everything they can to say, oh, my goodness, now let's see if we just can reduce loan rates from 6% to 4%, and then we'll subsidize all of that and give the bankers who created this problem even more money, because the bankers work hand in glove with the people who control our government through the Trilateral Commission, and nobody wants to talk about that. But, Bill, you go ahead and pick up the story because you got some great information.
Well, it's interesting that Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, now this is a name we're going to hear a number of times, and he's our new Treasury Secretary, came from the New York Federal Reserve Bank. There are 12 Federal Reserve Banks. So when we hear the Federal Reserve, it really represents these 12 private banks. And I'm amused at his first announcement, which was on January 27, when he said his first day on the job that he would limit special interest influence on the $700 billion financial rescue program. Mr. Geithner, who do you think you are but a plant by the Federal Reserve in our financial system for the gain of bankers, and you're trying to limit lobbyists? I mean, this is insane. I mean, who are you, and what do you think you're doing there? So
that's the reason he's there. He represents the powerful and financial interests that control our nation.
It's an insult to all the rest of us to listen to this. As Business Week pointed out last Friday, in an astounding revelation, buried a little bit, but still nonetheless, it was there, and that we've had 1 million foreclosures in homes since 2006, and we've got an additional 5.9 million more expected over the next 4 years. Did you swallow hard there when you heard that? 5.9 million more? I can barely get my breath over this one. I mean, how bad is this going to get? Worse. That's where it's going to
get a lot worse, and they're just not going to do anything effective to stop it, but they're going to try to give us the impression they're doing something. That's it.
Well, three of the banks then declared here that they're going to declare a moratorium for 3 months on foreclosures. Makes it sound like, well, they're going to help people. Really, that's a way just to hide the foreclosures. If you understand, everything's going to be skewed around and looked in the mirror. It's really all about them and whatever they've got to protect. It's all about bankers lining this thing up for themselves. So according to the rescue program, they used to call it a bailout program. It's now, of course, the stimulus package, you see. So they changed the wording. But what they have today is this silly program where if your mortgage payment is more than 38% of your income, then what's going to happen is the government is going to kick in and encourage your bank to bring that interest rate down. And if they do that, the government will kick in half of what that difference was for the homeowner, so that the bank doesn't have to incur all of this write-down in the interest rate. So just exactly what did I just explain to you? I just explained to you that the stimulus package is a welfare program for bankers. Yes, it keeps people in their home, but at the same time, it makes those very same people also permanently, via the bankers, on welfare. We've got to keep kicking in or they lose their house.
And, of course, the bankers are going to moan and groan, but they can borrow the money at 0% and lend it out at 4 or 6 or, as they're doing sometimes, at 10, 15, 20%. But for the homeowners, let's say it goes down to 4%. If you borrowed nothing and you can get 4% on it, gee, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Well, what happens here is that let's say you have a $500,000 home. Let's say you have a 6% mortgage. I'm just using all this easy for us to calculate. And so a $500,000 mortgage at 6% becomes a $3,000, $36,000 a year, I believe, 6%, yep. Whatever it is. On this whole thing. So you have a situation, let me see, 6 times 500,000, so 50,000, it's $36,000 a year, and that's $3,000 a month mortgage payment. Let's say that person owning that home makes $80,000 a year, so 38% of their income would be $30,000, so they're $6,000 short of making that payment.
You're only talking about interest payment. You're not talking about principal payment.
We're talking about interest only, right. And a lot of these homes are on first 15 years interest only. But let's just use that. So the problem is on the bank side, as you point out, they're getting money. They used to pay 2.5%, 3% from the Federal Reserve for money. They now get it for 0%.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sarney here, talking about the smoke and mirrors they're using to deceive the American people. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium. millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Of course, people remember that we were told last October if we didn't give Henry Paulson the $700 billion he demanded to take care of the home foreclosures, things were going to get worse. So we gave him the $700 billion that he demanded, and things got worse, and they're getting worse today. And certainly the unemployment was up. They initially said it was 533,000 in November. Then they modified it up to about 560,000. December was even worse. Pretty close to 600,000 people lost their jobs, about the same in January. And who knows what it's going to be now. So now they've come up with a new stimulus bill, and it's going to cost about $270,000 for every one of those 3 million jobs that they're going to create. Why don't we just give them each $100,000 and we'd save, $400 or $500 billion just by giving everybody $100,000? But of course, it's not designed to correct the problem. It's designed to bring socialism and fascism to America. When you understand that, when you understand they want to ration health care, they want to control everything, then it all makes sense. But they're using fear to get the Congress to go along with it and get the American people to say, oh, my goodness, we've got to do that. We want to create new jobs. We want people to buy American. And, of course, they've even taken that clause out of this so-called stimulus bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, as we say, the banks used to buy money for 2.5%, 3%, let's say, from the Federal Reserve. That's where they got their money. They would mark it up to 5.5%, 6% for people in a home loan from your local bank. So, now banks can buy money for 0%. So if we think this through, the banks could lower their interest rates from, let's say, 5.5% or 6.5% down to 4%. Just imagine everybody in America could refinance their home at 4%. Game over, all done. Everything fixed because you can bring down your monthly payments. Why don't we have 4% loans? Because the banks are frozen. In order to do that, that mortgage contract is going to say, Bill Sardi, 4% loan on a house worth, and the dollar sign we can't affix because, let's say it was a $500,000 home. Well, it's now worth $350,000, let's say. Who's going to take the write-down? The banks don't want the write-down against their assets. So you can't write a loan that we know is going to be upside down as they dump 5.9 million more homes onto the market that are foreclosed. You have a flood of homes, supply and demand, big supply, less demand, and home prices drop. So they don't want this to happen. So they're holding those homes off the market. And what we have here is a propped up pricing in the real estate market. It hasn't really bottomed out yet. So let me go back to my person who has the $500,000 mortgage at 6%. Pays $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year. They're trying to get into the new Obama plan. And when the mortgage payments are more than 38% of their income, which in this case would be $30,000, this person would be $6,000 short. So if the banks could offer a 4% loan, the government doesn't even have to get involved. But now this is going to help the banks get more than 4%, keep almost the same interest rates that they now have. So 31% is where the target we want to get their income or their mortgage payments to be no more than 31% of their income, which is $2,480 at 31%. So what it comes down to is that, that's about what we would get at 5%. So the banks, instead of lowering the mortgage rate to 4%, are going to keep it at 5. So they're only going to lower it from 6 to 5 instead of they could lower it to 4. But the government's going to kick in the extra money, so there's no incentive for the bankers to lower it down to 4. So they've got a whopper margin. Remember, they used to buy money at 2.5% and 3% and market it up to 5.5% or 6.5%. Now they're getting it for nothing and marking it up at least to 5. Boy, that's a big margin. I think their margin just increased in this whole downturn.
Well, I think, Bill, what we're seeing is the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world, and it's going from the average individual to the big banks, and the average individual doesn't understand banking. Bankers create money out of nothing. I mean, the Federal Reserve creates money out of nothing, credit out of nothing, and can lend it out at 0%. Isn't that great? Except that we don't get rich from that. What they're doing is effectively is inflating the money supply to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the American people. And well, nobody's telling the public that.
No, nobody is. One of the interesting things is what's going to happen with market forces. That is, the government thinks it can just shift everything around and do something. So when they dropped the interest rate to banks to 0%, that didn't stimulate the economy, and it still didn't unfreeze the real estate market. They were only looking at how to help bankers. 70% of the income of your local banks is generated by real estate loans. Either they get that going again, or they're going to not generate profits and be unprofitable. 1,775 of the nation's 8,384 FDIC-insured banks are not making a profit right now. Essentially, all of them will be frozen. They're making a few commercial loans to generate profit. But basically, what's going to happen is all of them won't generate profit. Now, you have money in that bank, and if it's in a savings account generating a little interest, how are the banks going to pay you interest on your savings account when they're not profitable? Somewhere in here, the banks are going to have to default on giving you interest in your bank account, which is going to be very interesting to see how that works. The FDIC is going to handle a couple of thousand banks. Now, I understand in the 1980s quite a few banks went out of business. The FDIC had to go, ran out of money, had to go to the Federal Reserve. That's inevitable here. It's just the magnanimous size of this whole thing. As the FDIC, who insures your money in the bank, is going to have to go to the Federal Reserve for trillions of dollars, trillions, to keep your money in the bank from being vanquished. I mean, totally vanquished. I mean, there's no way they can insure you if these banks fall down. So they've got a little $35 billion left in the FDIC. What Geithner went to the G7, the G7 is the seven big countries of the world agree to cooperate economically, and he got laughed out of the party over there because what he proposes, we're going to create a test for the banks. This is the bad bank list. Well, what it is it's a mafia operation. They're going to try to rub out a couple of thousand of the smaller banks and get the depositors to push their money towards the big banks to recapitalize them. So this is a mafia operation. The bankers all know it. They're trying to resist government intrusion into their banks. They don't want that money forced on them. They're trying to survive and knowing that the big banks are trying to rub them out. What do you think IndyMac was? It was to try to pick a reasonable-sized bank and get enough deposits, fleeing that bank to go to Wells Fargo and go to Bank of America. Both of those banks are insolvent, in case you don't know it. So what you have here is a mess, and it gets worse as all they're trying to do is fix the bankers, not the people. So what we're going to have here is a rather interesting scenario, and Professor Mike Roseff, who writes on LouRockwell.com, points some things out to us about where we're going to go for a safe haven. Where are we going to go? Well, some people are getting cash out of the bank. That's a threat to bankers because if it isn't in the bank, it isn't out being loaned and loaned at 10 times its value, called fractional banking, they want money in play. They want money in their vaults to loan out. So they don't want it under your mattress. The second thing they don't want is gold, because you can't put that money in play, and the banks can't use it. So Those are two things that are just like sunlight is to Dracula. It's most feared by the bankers. And so people are racing to gold and silver coinage. Now, this is largely people, the moneyed class, but it could be anybody as they get a little bit. It's a safe haven. Well, as Professor Rozev points out, people are racing. There's 9 million millionaires in the country, and they've got enough money. If you get 25,000 of those millionaires to buy a reasonable amount of gold, let's say, the price of gold is going to go sky high. You've only got so much gold bars and coins. I forget all the figures that Professor Rozev gave us, but it's only so much, and the price is going to rise. Now, you've got a high price right now of gold. I think it was $960 an ounce, but it could go to $2,000. Professor Rozev saying, "Why, it might even go to $5,800 an ounce." What? I'm choking on that one. And as the price of gold goes up, I hope everybody catches on to this. Professor Rozev pointing out, where's all the gold in the world, by the way? Well, you've got 30,000 tons that's held by the central banks. Don't think they're poor. What are they doing with it? And then they've got 70 to 80,000 tons in the form of jewelry that the public holds, and about 20,000 tons in coin and bullion. Who's got the most gold? The public. It's in the form of jewelry. And if the price of gold goes up to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce, you're going to have people with a card table out on the sidewalk with a sign, "We'll turn your jewelry into cash." I mean, you're going to have the biggest gold rush in the world. Everybody trying to find some gold to cash in. When you turn gold to money, where are you going to get the money? All of a sudden, there isn't enough cash, and what are you going to do with the dollar? You're going to make it go up in value because there's only going to be so many precious dollars to be converted in from the gold into that money. So the value of paper money could go up. So catch this one. The rich buy gold, drive up the price. The poor then transfer their jewelry into paper money, and you've inflated the value of the paper money, and without any government interference whatsoever, you've kind of capitalized the place, if people can understand. Now, what happens is gold in the form of bars or coins are not in the bank to be loaned out. The bankers don't have it in their clutches. And the money that was just taken by the people who converted their jewelry into gold, that money is probably being hid under the mattress. So now the bank's got to find a way to get it back in. And the only way I can dream they're going to do this is to create a gold standard, issue new currency, and go back it with gold, and then buy your gold and bring it all in-house, and then we could actually positively convert the United States to a gold standard money, because we force them. It's the only way they're going to get the money back into their vaults. So it could be a comical way that the public actually forces the bankers to a gold standard, which would then, of course, monetize our system, make our paper money much more stable, and so on, and stop being this phony paper money that we're just printing. So this becomes a rather interesting thing. The bankers and the Treasury Secretary and the President can't control the public. The market forces may dictate this and confound and undo all their crazy schemes. The bankers want the money in the bank. The only the third thing they don't want is money fleeing the country. So they've actually dreamt up a tax. If you decide to leave and go to Hong Kong, there's going to be a tax on you taking money out of the country. That's over and above your federal income tax, because they do not want money fleeing the country. So they've got this all rigged. They knew this was going to happen. What in the world was that thing they set up with the military there to watch, quote, for terrorists and so on in Colorado, where they sent put up the whole thing? It's to watch us. They knew this unrest would come. They knew all this. But, you know, Americans are kind of ingenuitive. They're kind of cunning. And they kind of, it may take them a year or two or three to get around the system, but they're going to do it. And if they're going to be able to, you know, have a way to the way out of the whole clutches of the bankers is gold. And so you're going to have this tremendous demand on gold. I think the U.S. Mint produced 92,000 coins last month. It doesn't sound like a lot, but they're going at about $960 a piece now.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Our casino network and...
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 three-spot per day special, or double your spots to six spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576. And tell me you want that No Frills tax-deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Bill Saudy, where he's talking about what's going on financially in the world today. Bill, is there any information you'd like to get out, website, anything of the sort?
Oh, not at the moment. I really don't have a website on these economic things.
Okay.
I do, so people kind of understand. There is truth in some reporting here in Bloomberg.com, obviously Business Week, which I mentioned earlier, Forbes.com, some of these actually giving us some very biting criticism, and they're not giving the new president the 100 days of leeway to kind of have his honeymoon in office. The country's in too steep a position to actually not launch criticism here, and really what we have is government as usual, a borrow and spend type of operation. And so everyone understands next month there is a crisis day coming. That crisis day is when this 800 and some billion dollar now stimulus program, used to be bailout program, actually has to go get funded. So as I understand it, they're going to actually have some bonds, and they're going to float those out here for the $800 billion.
Now, they're going to try to get people to buy the bonds. That's the
thing. Now, there's the problem, and that's the dreaded day. What if nobody buys the bonds? Obama gets embarrassed in front of the whole world. The whole world on a day finds out that nobody bought them, that China didn't buy any, that Japan didn't buy any. And all of a sudden, the news of that will shock the world, and the whole world will go down in a spiral in one day as the stock market goes and goes and goes down, and the everything collapses on that day, because you've got to understand this is a confidence game, and I mean it in the sense of a confidence in government, confidence in paper money, confidence in banks. And that confidence will be destroyed in the world on that day. Now, is this a planned day? I don't know. They know it because they know whether they've lined up that money or not. There is, it looks like they're trying to force the Japanese into loaning us some money because they've rustled up the feathers of the North Koreans again to say they're going to launch a rocket like they did 6 or 7 years ago when Japan thought of the idea of just investing some of its U.S. dollars that it makes from doing trade with the United States to invest it in euros, and North Korea fired a missile over Japan the following week, and that was our way of saying, go ahead, do what you want, but see if we defend you. We're a bully in the world, and the only way we can hold on to manipulate the world now is with guns at somebody's head. And so, but how do we manipulate the Chinese, who now we owe $1.5 trillion, and they're starting to talk and exert some influence and tell us they want to see us be more responsible. They want us to cut our military budget and things like that, which we should do. But you understand now, China can call the shots in America. This happens in anybody's life, whether you are in debt in your home, or whether you're in debt in your church, or whether you're in debt in your company or a country. Whoever you're in debt to runs the place. And so this is what's going to happen to us. I'm not saying that China has any expansious ideas of controlling the United States. They can barely feed or control their own country. What I am saying is this is a situation we've got ourselves into with massive debt, and we can't keep giving it away. And what we do is we take the masses and the underclasses, and we promise them things we can't deliver to the tune of $65.5 trillion of Medicare and, of course, Social Security. These are future obligations we can't even meet. So, the $65 trillion, even the whole world's gross domestic product doesn't equal this. So it's amazing. Of course, that's over many years, the $65.5 trillion, but nonetheless, it's to be thought of as massive debt, and we're huge debt. I mean, we talk about our budget, and we have a couple of trillion dollars in the national budget every year, but we haven't even touched the biggest line item in government, which is spending on military. The Defense Department gets about 53%. By the way, the stimulus package had a few billion in there for the Defense Department that gets 53 cents on every tax dollar as it is. So we have a terrible situation here, and what's happening is military spending, you want to be in a field that's untouched by the bad economy, get into the military because they're still funding it. I thought Mr. Obama was going to pull us out of wars. He's just shifting the field of operation from Iraq to Afghanistan. So I'm lost here. And well, what's his problem? He can't have thousands of troops coming back looking for jobs that are pulling out of war because we have so many people joining the unemployment ranks, so they don't know what to do. Government trying to solve everything instead of letting the market forces and things fix it. We have no way in a politician's mind, because they're the lobbyists pay to put them there, and we now have a kind of a economic fascism going on where the commercial forces actually run government. The bankers took over our government many years ago. And so they're really running the show. And they can't dream of anything unless it fixes them and is good to them. I want everyone to understand, you put money in the bank and you may get 3.2% or 3.8% in a savings account these days. So if you put $1,000 in, you might get $32 at the end of the year, $38, something like that. And that sounds fair. You made 3.2 or 3.8. The bank loans it out at 5 or 6. So it doesn't sound like they made much more money on the whole deal. But they took your $1,000 and made it $10,000 in fractional banking and loaned it out at 6.5% and made $650 while you made $32. Huh? That's right. You're the sapsucker. You only made $32. It didn't even keep up with the rate of inflation. You're losing money while you put it in the bank so bankers can make an outrageous amount of profit. You lose, they win when you put money in a savings account in the bank. They talk to Americans and say, well, we need to save more. You need to save more so you can recapitalize the bankers? I mean, that's what's going on.
I love these advertisements that say why nobody has ever lost a penny in the bank for 75 years. You have your money in the bank. Your money is safe. You should be concerned about your money. And I'm concerned about your money, and the bank is concerned about your money, and the FDIC is concerned about your money, and nobody's ever lost a penny in the bank. Well, of course, what they don't mention, if you got over $100,000 in the past, now over $250,000, but that's only temporary. If you got over $100,000 and the bank goes down, sayonara, number one. And then they say for 75 years. That's true. For 75 years, they've had the FDIC. But what about before that? People lost everything when the banks went down. And people don't understand that banking is the greatest fraud of all time. And it is designed by a small group of people who made fabulous amounts of money. And today, of course, everything is designed to transfer the wealth of the American people to the bankers. In fact, Ben Bernanke has given out $2 trillion. And he won't tell anybody where it went. It's a trade secret. We don't want Osama bin Laden to know where the money's going. Why, it's all in the name of protecting America. That's why we can't tell America what I've done with $2 trillion. Believe me, banks get richer, people get poorer. It's about time we spoke up.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the American Fusion Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Sarney. If you're out there and you have a question, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Do we need banks? Yes. But we do not need a central bank, which is a massive bank, which really runs the government. The government doesn't run the control the Fed. The Fed is a private organization, and they determine what happens to our economy. What we need to do is get back state and local banks. And when these people do fraudulent things, they go to prison. What do we do when you have Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, all of which tie into the Trilateral Commission? The heads of all of those are part of the 87 people in the Trilateral Commission, who also control Mr. Geithner and Mr. Volcker and most of the key positions of the Obama regime. Now, what happens when they do wrong things? Why, we just give them more money. These people are above the law. They've committed fraud. They have ruined the whole world financial system to enrich themselves and promote their real goal, which is world government. And instead of being held for the fraudulent activity and fraudulently suddenly releasing all of these bonds, you know, and being forced to take them back, and the people who committed fraud going to prison, absolutely nothing happens. That's why you've got to decentralize banking. But that's the one thing they don't want. They want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., as they do in any fascist society. And that's exactly what's going on. The government does not control the banks. The banks control the government. And those are the big ones. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Go right ahead, Bill.
We have 19 million U.S. homes that stand empty at the end of 2008. Homeowners have lost $10 trillion. It was all phony value anyway. These were overvalued homes. Banks worldwide have lost $2 trillion. I'm not crying for them. They wrote these contracts. Even when I was a young man, I never could understand why somebody would buy a $500,000 home and pay $2 million for it over their lifetime. The Bible describes unusually high onerous interest rates as usury, and that's what really virtually every program is that's lined out in a mortgage contract, is usury. And of course, some of the recent contracts, the first 15 years you're paying interest only, so the bank owns the whole house for 15 years. You're paying the maintenance on it, which I don't understand. Why don't you just rent? I don't know why we have to coach people in the lower end of society, the people with lower incomes, that they must own a home. And so what happened to trailer parks, which was the private enterprise answer to having some place to live that's your own that was affordable? Private enterprise developed these things. No, that's not good enough for certain people. They're going to have a real home. Well, in Los Angeles Times ran an article about how to still get more people of low income into housing, and I had to write to them and say, if you want them to lose their shirt, keep coaching them into that and vanquish the little money that the underclasses have, because you're leading them off the cliff. They really need to rent, because these home values are going to continue to plunge, and you're leading them over that cliff. What are you doing? You don't really care for the poor at all. And so this is the kind of flag that's being waved in front of people, and it's crazy. How far is the home, the home values, how far are they going to plunge? Well, according to one expert here, this is cited in Bloomberg, in an article, it's going to fall average 1997 levels. So if you want to know, you can actually go online at Zillow.com or something, try to figure out historical home prices in your area and figure out what the 1997 level was, but this is what they cite is where the real prices should go down to, so on a historical level. So this is kind of what's gone on. We're in this mess that we're in. A lot of this has been engineered as the federal government set a mandate to get more underclassed people into homes. And so it forced the banks to accept a certain level of foreclosures because some of these people obviously couldn't pay. It then fanned the flames of the real estate market, more people demanding homes. builders trying to catch up and the shortage of homes in that false demand period, the prices, the values went up, and now they're coming back down to where they belong. And all of this engineered by the government. They knew in 1999 in the New York Times it was admitted that if the housing market starts to collapse and the values start to go back down, then this could ignite a depression back to the 1980s problem that we had with the savings and loan crisis, and even to the Great Depression of the 1930s. Depressions, recessions, are only a function of time. That is by definition. In the depression we had in the 1930s, we still had very high unemployment until they cooked up and picked a war with Japan. They didn't surprise us with any attack on Pearl Harbor. We had actually cut off all the shipping lanes for oil to get to Japan, strangling them. They had no natural resources and oil as an industrial society, and so therefore Japan was forced to go to war with us. And that caused a lot of young American men to go to war, and the unemployment problem was over. And that's what we're looking for right now. Is Obama going to pick a war? And where is he going to pick it when we don't have any money? That's the regulator back. They can't do what they used to do. We've got seven aircraft carrier groups out at sea. We can't afford them. And who's the enemy? We don't even know who it is anymore. We're picking a war in Afghanistan over some guys who raise poppies and try to make illegal drugs because it's cutting in on our drug trade. I mean, you know, as you have said, Dr. Stan, we've got the best enemies that money can buy. And we phony them up, North Korea and so on, do some saber rattling so we can make it look like we need to keep spending on the U.S. military. In a second, it looks like you're going to cut that bloated budget for defense spending. Why, then a bunch of right-wing Americans stand up and say, well, we can't cut the military, we can't leave our boys out in the field without this and that. And it's insane. We can't stop this. So, you know, we've got this inflated war economy, and you have to have a phony war to fight and a phony villain wherever Osama bin Laden is. We can't find him. We can find everybody else. We got satellites. We've got we told the Russians when Reagan was in office, we told the Russian generals that we knew every step they took and every step their kids took, and we knew where to aim the missiles, but we can't find Osama bin Laden.
Isn't that strange? Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Bill. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Well, Dr. Staffback here at the American Community Network, we do hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Bill Sardi. And, of course, what most people do not understand is the powerful spiritual forces behind this whole world, banking fraud. And, Sidney, you can go back to, you know, the time of the Templars. They were the first international bankers. They were Luciferians. That's why, of course, Jacques Dumoulin was arrested on Friday the 13th of October, night 1307, and of course, was burned at the stakes, I guess it was 7 years later, because they were Luciferian. How can I be certain? Because I've read what the Luciferians say, Mandy P. Hall, in his lectures on ancient philosophy, and I quote that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, said, you know, the reason that they burned Jacques Dumoulin at the stake was because the Templars had tapped into this secret knowledge. And there is secret knowledge out there, but you don't want to tap into it because, of course, it gives you the secret power of Lucifer, and this is where most of the people have gotten their great wealth. This is where the J.P. Morgan got his wealth. He was deeply involved in astrology, as were the Mellons, and yes, we know many of the members of the Rockefeller family are involved in the occult, as was, we know Stephen was, and we know Lawrence was, and of course, there's some people who say that David Rockefeller used to go on a regular basis along with Henry Kissinger and Robert Strange McNamara to this enclave in Colorado, La Baca Grande, where the occultists from all over the world meet on a regular basis to plot their strange course, their plan for a new world order, a new world religion, a one world government, and of course the imposition of their world leader, who they believe is coming and coming very soon, and everything seems to point in that direction. If you have not yet heard our DVDs with Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown, we recommend it. We have, there are actually 10 DVDs, part 1, part 2, The Final Countdown. Then we have, of course, his material on creation, excellent for a DVD set on RFID, and he's got all sorts of clips in there, actually, that come from industry, tell how they want each of us marked, each of us to be marked. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't yet seen the video, The Eye of the Phoenix, you need to get it. It goes into the occult background of the markings on the back of our dollar bill. All of our money has an occult foundation. If you haven't seen the new book we're carrying, The Money Creators by Gertrude Krugen, we recommend it. Why is it important? Well, it was written in 1935 and been carefully suppressed. You can go up on Amazon. They have the book. It's $39.95. They only have 4 copies, and we're offering it at $14.95. Same book. It goes into the background of how they created the Great Depression. The foreword's written by Senator Owen, who was one of the prominent senators at that time, and suddenly realizing, of course, the fraudulent nature of banking. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And again, that's The Money Creators. We recommend it. We recommend my little pamphlet, The History of Money, inexpensive, but the information you need to know. My talk on the financial tsunami, and of course, it's given 3 or 4 years ago, but told you just what was going to happen and what you could do to protect yourself. That's The Financial Tsunami. Comes with the syllabus. Get it without the syllabus, of course, but the syllabus does help. And then understand they do have concentration camps. And if you haven't seen our material in the concentration camp special, you need to get it. You need to get it out. You need to copy it. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.